All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Second hour coming at you, January 23rd, 2022. Want to thank Giuseppe and Blackbird 9 and Scorpio again for doing the broadcast for me last week. It's tough to get back behind this mic after all that. We got some callers lined up. I want to talk about Betty White for 1 second. This was in my notes, and probably nobody else but a crazy person like me that is into numbers even talked about this. So she was born on January 17th, 1922, and she died on December 31st, 2021. She was 99 years old. 99, there's an 18. She was born on January 17th. Another 18. Kind of interesting. And allegedly she had just taken a booster. That's been argued back and forth by the fact checkers. Isn't that nice? But so she was dead 18 days difference between her birthday and all that. Kind of interesting there. So she was about to be 100. Very, very weird. And she was born on an 18. Kind of crazy there. We got some callers lined up. Kathleen in Texas. Kathleen, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Robert, I just wanted you to know that many of us have been praying for you since we learned about your suffering, and I just want you to know it was shocking to me that you still had time to set up your two shows for the last 2 weeks. And anyway, I'm so sorry for what you're going through, and just to remind you, October 4th, 2020, I called your show, and my husband had just passed.
Right. I remember that.
In his 80s, and it meant so much to me that you would pray for him, and even one of your callers, Chance, called in and said he'd pray too. So it meant so much, and I just want you to know that you mean so much to us, and so thank you for all you do.
All right. Well, thank you, Kathleen. I appreciate that. Anything else on your mind?
No, I'm just amazed that you're in, and I want you to know what you said at the beginning, that you weren't sure if it was all worth it. Well, I hope you decide that it is, because we sure think you're wonderful.
Well, hey, I appreciate that. That means a lot. You know, you just go through a lot of turmoil, and, you know, you do a lot of introspection. You know, I went through so many, I'm still going through so many guilt trips and everything else, and it's tough, you know. You always look and you second guess yourself about everything. And my dad had dementia, Alzheimer's, for a long, long time, where basically towards the end he couldn't even talk. He could just blurt out a word here and there, but his body was relatively healthy, you know. But I kept him going. I mean, used to see my dad almost every day, and but it was tough to watch him check out. And, you know, over the last couple of weeks, my family and I, we shed a lot of tears, but it's brought us a lot closer. So it's kind of it's a very weird phenomenon. You know, I was dreading that moment my whole life since I was a little boy. You think about your parents, and I've always been real tight with my parents. And when I was in my 20s, I remember I was like, well, and my dad was in his 30s when I was born, so he was already in his 50s, and I was always worried about losing him. So I had him all the way up until he was in his 80s and had a lot of time with him, but I miss him dearly. So thanks.
I can't imagine that you – I didn't realize that you had to go through years of Alzheimer's, and that in itself is a type of death, and then knowing that you took care of him. You really are a great person, and don't second guess yourself. You were a great son, I'm sure.
Well, we're all sinners, and I'm no different, and I've come up short so many ways and so many times in this life. I'll tell you what, those proclivities that just this human nature, this trial that we've all been placed in, this testing ground that we call life, it can get to you. As the older you get, a little bit easier it gets, but it's still tough, you know, and the
well,
anger.
Well, just think we're gonna have a blast in heaven.
Let's hope.
Oh, there's no doubt. Okay, well, God love you. You're in our prayers, and thank you for your being so wonderful.
Well, thank you, Kathleen.
Okay.
All right, let's take Miles in Maine. How are we doing tonight, Miles?
Yeah, Robert, we found out about it, myself anyway, and the people I talked to in the middle of the week, I think, from Michael Rivera or somebody in there, and we prayed for you and your father, of course, and your family, and for peace to be unto you guys. And, you know, you're awesome, Robert. That's why we're here on Saturday. The Revolters are out here for you. And we're here, man, but we don't want to do without you, and I don't think, you know, the multitude of times I heard you speak to your dad, I don't think he would want you to be out of here either. I think he'd be telling you, Robert, man, do it. Keep it up, man. And, you know, you told us several stories, you know, about you and Pops and going down to the corner and having a couple. And
yeah.
Great things. But I'm going to tell you what else, too, man. Bird and Scorpio and Giuseppe did you right, man. They did you justice. They took care of you, man, and they did, and they were praying for you too before the show started, and it was a surprise. But I told you this in the past. I heard both your initial show and Giuseppe's initial show, and then I heard you guys together. It was awesome. But they really did a great job for you. But Robert, we need you out there, man. There's not many like you that illustrates it the way you do. And, you know, when Jacker gives you those numbers, I mean, that's kind of his thing. He's a little statistician out there. And his numbers are right, man. Jacker is right on. But I do disagree with him about how this thing's going to come down, you know, because gradualism's been working so great for them, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they got everything they want, and it's going to continue that way, so why crash it all down? Or think they'll political posture, but this is working great. I mean, their profits are enormous, everybody's poor, and we got branded. I mean, what the hell?
Well, you know what's, and you know, in some of my notes, it's like I've got these weak Missouri Republicans. They're doing all, and they're in control of the Missouri government, and they're redistricting, and they're giving up seats. And I try to drive this point home is people need to realize these Marxists, they are damn good at infiltrating our territory to where they get in, they run as Republicans, no problem, and then they make a mess of the Republican Party, and they've got lock, stock, and barrel control of the Democratic Party. You know, this guy Ron Klain, this Jewish guy that's Biden's chief of staff, He's the guy controlling this thing. There, I'm reading articles about him, and he's like basically he's turning the Biden presidency into the Bernie Sanders presidency. And him and Bernie are guys bros here. These two Jewish homies, Bernie being the senator from Vermont, and then this Ron Klain character. And you got Blinken, the Secretary of State, but this Ron Klain, this White House chief of staff, this is the power behind the throne. And then you got Kamala Harris's husband, Emhoff, who Judge Joe Brown warned us about even. So you got these gangsters running the Biden White House like it's the NKVD. And then you got, of course, Merrick Garland there, this attorney general. And this is why it's lawless. This is lawless.
Well, this is the guy that— So this is the guy that took Kirstner's place for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, yeah, I mean you got Jared behind Don and Jared the Kabod Lubavitch gang. Oh, and after the bottom of the hour, I got something to play for the audience, and you guys are going to flip. But these guys are making inroads into the— You remember this Congressman Queller, this Mexican guy down there in Texas?
Oh, yeah.
He's a Democrat. Yeah, but the FBI raided his house and all this stuff. I got something to play at the bottom of the hour where it's kind of interesting. Then there might be a connection there and there might not, but it's pretty fascinating. So I'll play that.
Awesome. Well, Robert, keep up the fantastic shows. It's great to hear you back. You know, one of the few things we got to look forward to is getting the truth from you. So keep up the great job and have a wonderful evening, and God bless you and your family, and may the Lord comfort them.
All right. Well, I thank you, Miles. I appreciate that, and the kind words from Kathleen as well, and the hijacker. Okay. Thanks, Miles. So, Mr. Producer, get clip two ready. This is from Sean over at the SGT Report. And this is basically about these vaccines and the hot lots being possibly race-specific, okay? And this is Dr. Lee Merritt. And I've always looked at Dr. Lee Merritt. She's one of the people in this kind of frontline doctors realm with Simone Gold and some of these other people. I think Lee Merritt might be a guy. I'm just going to be honest, Dr. Lee Merritt. I think that it might be a cross dresser or transvestite, transgender, whatever you want to call this person. But I'm still going to play it even because the information Dr. Merritt puts out is pretty spot on. Now, I just have to put that caveat out there that I think Dr. Lee Merritt might be a dude. But let's listen to clip two. Go ahead and roll it.
When you think of the international criminal bankers and the cabal in control of this planet, you certainly think of the House of Rothschild, Rockefeller, etc. And when we think about Big Pharma and the rollout of these toxic shots masquerading as vaccines when they're actually mRNA gene therapies, what I've discussed with many experts is why would these criminals be taking such onerous chances, and aren't they afraid of damaging their own brood, their own offspring? Well, in this incredible roundtable featuring Dr. Lee Merritt, Reiner Fulmick, and others, Dr. Lee Merritt talks here about the racial specificity of the ACE2 pathway. Now, to be clear, the COVID vax spike protein hooks on to the human ACE2 pathway. And if you just listen to Dr. Lee Merritt for a couple of minutes here, she answers the question I just asked. And it's quite shocking.
I personally think that what those studies show about the toxicity versus the lot are really— they've changed something as time has gone on, whatever they've changed to try and make it less toxic. It doesn't mean that it won't be damaging long term, but they don't want this short term toxicity because they don't want to get caught. It's kind of like the binary poison. You want the guy to die when you're far away from them, right? So I think there's a certain amount of that. But I will tell you this, that when this thing first started being talked about and the and this vaccine started rolling out, a friend of mine from Philadelphia sent me this paper, and it's in PubMed. You can find it. I've got it on my site. And it's talking about the racial specificity of the ACE2 pathway. And, you know, that's where the spike protein hooks on, is to the human ACE2 pathway, which we don't have any coronavirus anyplace else that does this. SARS didn't do it. MERS didn't do it. Just this one. So I think maybe SARS did it, but it didn't. It wasn't any other pathway. So any other coronavirus. So this thing was designed with this hook to get it in the ACE2 pathway. And if you look at the ACE2 pathway upregulation, in other words, how active that pathway, just like insulin receptors are active, the ACE2 receptors are active or not so active, it is racially different. Now, I'm not making any judgment here. I'm not telling you what this means. I'm just going to tell you the facts. If you look at that paper, the people that have the most upregulation of the ACE2 pathway, because some of this is kind of surprising, are white Caucasians from Europe, excepting Finns, not Finnish. And it's about 56% upregulated in those people, as well as in non-African blacks, 56% upregulation of the ACE2 pathway. Then it drops down to 39% in African blacks. And then it drops way down to 10% upregulation in Asians and Finnish. I mean, I thought that was kind of surprising. Who knew that the Finnish are genetically not the same as everybody else in Europe, but they have some genetic differences apparently. And then it drops down to zero. And the zero upregulation are two groups, the Amish.
The Amish. Now, my thesis is that the Amish do not participate in vaccine programs. The Amish do not participate in this evil system at all. And the Amish certainly don't send in their DNA for sampling to companies like 23andMe. Just a thought, but what's the other group?
And the zero upregulation are two groups, the Amish and the Ashkenazi Jews. There it is. I mean, I'm throwing that out. You can just, that's the fact.
Thanks for watching.
You can stop it there. So Ashkenazis aren't affected. Interesting, isn't it? Anyway, Harry Reid just died December 28th, 2021. And, you know, I'm on Wikipedia, and we all know that this isn't super accurate, but, you know, given somebody's profile and so forth, old Dirty Harry Reid, right? So his dad died of suicide when he was 32 years old, excuse me. Kind of interesting there. Utah State University, and he went to George Washington University, city attorney for Henderson, Nevada, right by Vegas there. 25th Lieutenant Governor of Nevada, 71 to 75. And he was head of the Nevada Gaming Commission, 77 to 81. Interesting there, huh? Then he went to the First District in the House of Representatives, okay? And then he was in the Senate from 87 to 2017, 30 years, okay? And let's see, Affordable Care Act, Dodd-Frank Act. So they invoked the nuclear option to eliminate the 60-vote requirement to end the filibuster. We all know what happened with Sinema and Manchin. Sinema just got censored by her fellow Dems back there in Arizona. Kind of interesting there. Let's see. He's got Harry Reid International Airport. Okay. 2 weeks before his death. Kind of interesting. That was called McCarran before. Where was this? He was dirt poor, allegedly, and all that. Reed's boyhood home was a shack with no indoor toilet, hot water, or phone. Let's see. He played football, was a boxer. And where did he is this? He attended George Washington University Law School while working as a police officer for the United States Capitol Police. So he was a cop. Kind of interesting there. where was I going to get at? But he got into some trouble with some racial stuff and controversial remarks about Obama. That Obama could win the presidency because the country was ready to embrace a black presidential candidate whom he referred to as being light-skinned and with no Negro dialect unless he wanted to have one. Let's see here. And then where was this other stuff at? But anyway... he had a bunch of other, like, very, very crazy things going on with his son and all kinds of things. But the guy was a real interesting Reed met his wife, Londra Gould, in high school. Gould was from a Jewish family, and her parents objected to the relationship because Reed was not Jewish. Blah, 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 blah. So he's married to a Jewess. Kind of interesting there, but it's definitely worth a read. Oh no, the movie Casino, where the guy was trying to Rosenthal was trying to get the license. The guy, Harry Reid was actually the gaming commissioner during that whole time. The Chicago outfit was trying to get this casino license for this Rosenthal guy, and allegedly is. They found bombs in his cars and all kinds of strange stuff. I thought that was kind of fascinating. So Aaron Rodgers lost, I guess, last night in the football game. I don't get to pay attention to a lot of that. Are they censoring terrorists or pedophiles? Aaron Rodgers drops the mic on COVID censorship. Take shot at Biden's legitimacy as president. I guess he got 81 million votes. Okay. He sat down for an exclusive interview with ESPN to discuss his stellar season, which is over by now. I guess Brady's over by now, too. But the conversation predictably shifted to become mostly about the numerous COVID controversies he's been involved in. So I thought that was interesting that after this interview that he really goes off on and he really promotes the Dr. Peter McCullough and the Dr. Robert Malone interviews on Rogan. He even took some direct shots at Biden, his legitimacy as commander-in-chief. When the president of the United States says, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated, it's because him and his constituents, which I don't know where how there are any if you watch any of his attempts at public speaking, but I guess he got 81 million votes. But when you say stuff like that, and you have the CDC, which how do you even trust them? But then they come out and talk about 75% of the COVID deaths have at least four comorbidities. You still have this fake White House set saying that this is the pandemic of the unvaccinating. That's not helping the conversation. When in the course of human history has the side that's doing the censoring and trying to shut people up and make them show papers and marginalize a part of the community ever been the correct side? We're censoring dissenting opinions. What are we trying to do? Save people from being able to determine the validity on their own or listen to and think about things and come to their own conclusion? Freedom of speech is dangerous now if it doesn't align with the mainstream narrative. That's, I think, first and foremost what I wanted people to understand and what people should understand that there's censorship in this country going on right now. So are they censoring terrorists or pedophiles, criminals who have Twitter profiles? No, they're censoring people and they're shadow banning people who have dissenting opinions about vaccines. Why is that? Is that because Pfizer cleared $33 billion last year and Big Pharma has more lobbyists in Washington than senators and representatives combined? Why is the reason? Either way, if you want to be an open-minded person, you should hear both sides, which is why I listen to people like Dr. Robert Malone, Dr. Peter McCullough. I have people on the other side as well. I read stuff on the vaccine hesitancy side, and I read stuff on the vaccines are the greatest thing in the world side. When you censor and make pariahs out of anybody who questions what you believe in or what the mainstream narrative is, that doesn't make any sense. Well, then he went on to mysteriously lose Saturday night. Kind of interesting, isn't it? Okay, I got a few minutes left here. Mr. Producer, get clip 9 ready. This is, you know what, I'm gonna do clip 9 after the bottom of the show, bottom of the hour. I'm going to read this article real quick. This was a man, R.I.P. Colin Flaherty, Crime is the New Black Entitlement, September 21, 1955 to January 11, 2022. A lot of people are dying right now, folks, in all different sectors. Colin Flaherty was an aficionado of Shakespeare, from whom the line is stolen, and he loved to point out the hypocrisy of the far-left media, which beatified their martyrs like St. George Floyd and St. Michael Brown, while excommunicating Thomas Jefferson and even Abraham Lincoln. Finally, it's fitting because in the coming year, we should expect to see a deluge of celebration from the mainstream media, gleefully noting the passing of another old white guy without any self-awareness or even a hint that they're just validating the ironic observations of both Mark Antony and Mr. Flaherty. Colin Flaherty, award-winning journalist, and who I interviewed, by the way, when I first went on the air, whose career spanned over 4 decades, died on Tuesday at home surrounded by friends and family. The cause was cancer, a family member said. In 92, he was the darling of the liberal press for exposing the truth. At some point in the next decade or two, he would be vilified for the same thing. 30 years ago, Colin used his extensive investigative skills to exonerate Kelvin Wiley, a black man wrongfully accused of attempting to murder his white ex-girlfriend. Flaherty won numerous awards for his work, and the case was later featured in the LA Times and a court TV. But when the journalism profession's orthodoxy moved on to become a publicity mill for the far left, Flaherty stubbornly clung to his training, his ethics, and his conscience, so he became a thought criminal and needed to be canceled, first by YouTube, then by PayPal, then Facebook, and finally Amazon. The tech monopolies moved swiftly to punish Flaherty for his wrong thing. Colin's thought crimes were legion, and 2 best-selling books purchased by thousands of other thought criminals. He documented the epidemic of black criminality, vastly out of proportion to their presence in the population and the regime media efforts to conceal it. He called this phenomenon the biggest lie of our generation. Future PC enforcers seeking to sanitize the past for the Ministry of Truth will have their work cut out for them trying to erase Colin's massive content footprint. He leaves behind thousands of hours of videos, podcasts, and interviews, countless articles on rogue sites like American Thinker, V-Dare, and American Renaissance. So another one bites the dust. Colin Flaherty, Don't Make the Black Kids Angry, and White Girl Bleed a Lot, and just all the work he did to expose the media attempts to spike this just rash, this plague of violence. All right, we'll see you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Looking back a long, long time to the U.S. Civil War, Quantrill's men were on the run from the carpetbagger's law. But down from all around by the victor's evil lies, and he's fell on all their heads for everyone to die, for they were outlaws, never bowed to the blue. In the Civil War, the sudden flag they flew. Outlaws, never bowed to the blue. In the Civil War, to the South, they were true. When the war was finally done, they never dropped the sudden flag. Bounty hunters everywhere trying to take an outlaw back. It was an ordeal as Quantrill's men rode by. Death was always near to them, and they had to ride or die. For they were outlaws, never bowed to the blue. In the Civil War, the sudden flag they flew. Outlaws, never bowed to the blue. In the Civil War, to the South, they were true.
All right, we're back at City Area Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I wanted, you know, remember how, okay, Israel allegedly is in their fourth booster and their cases are the highest in the world. Everybody, oh, my God, Israel's on their fourth booster and their cases are in the stratosphere. They're just systemic. They're parabolic, as Mike Adams said, and all this, okay? Okay, how many of them are dying, number one? But it made me think of this. Okay, they're already on their fourth shot. And then back in end of 2012, beginning of 2013, Henry Kissinger predicts in 10 years there will be no more Israel. Okay? Reported to me, Henry Kissinger has stated, and I quote the statement word for word, in 10 years there will be no Israel. And I repeat, in 10 years there will be no more Israel. It remains to be seen how Kissinger responds to Ms. Adams' column, if he says anything at all. But it goes into, is Kissinger implying that if negotiations for Palestinian statehood fail, Israel will be forced to absorb 5 million more Arabs, forever ending Israel's Jewish majority? Blah, 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 blah. Well, we're coming up on that 10 years right now. So we'll see if Henry Kissinger's prophecy is correct. Now, your Christian Zionist types would be like, well, maybe they're poisoning all these Jews now. All the secret Bilderberg Nazis. They got them to take these four shots and they're all going to die off. I personally think that the Jewish heads of Moderna and Pfizer and Janssen, I don't know if Janssen has a Jewish head, but there's a bunch of Jews on the team there. I don't think that they're going to ship the hot lots over there to Israel. Now, whether they're going, they might tap them into the Internet of Bodies, sure. But I don't think that there is going to be a mass die-off in Israel. That's just my thoughts. Now, on the 21st, CDC director says the agency pivoting language around who qualifies as fully vaccinated. So the Jewess, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, said the agency is working to pivot the language around who qualifies as fully vaccinated against COVID-19 to instead focus on who is as up to date with their shots as they should be. What we're really doing is working to do is pivot the language and make sure everybody is as up to date with their COVID-19 vaccine as they personally could be, should be, based on when they got their last vaccine. Remember, they've bought numerous doses. They're going to be trying to do this for as far as the eye can see. We really want to make sure that people are up to date. That means if you recently got your second dose, you're not eligible for a booster, you're up to date. If you're eligible for a booster and you haven't gotten it, you're not up to date, and you need to get your booster in order to be up to date. So you're not going to be able to get into the San Francisco bathhouse or whatever. And the New York Trump Grill in New York, which has got the goons enforcing the passport. Isn't that nice? Trump Grill. So kind of fascinating there. What did I want to play? Clip 9. This is Jen Psaki that just had her a nice brain fart. Really lets you know that Valerie Jarrett and the Obama cabal is still running the show. Go ahead and roll clip 9.
A little bird told me that you said you might be resigning the job this year. Say it isn't so. Is it true?
I don't know when I'm leaving. This is an honor and a privilege, and I love working for President Biden every single day. And I love working for President Biden every single day.
God damn it!
All right, you can stop it there. So, slip of the tongue, Freudian slip, Jen. Obama down the street, still running the show with Ron Klain and the rest of the gang. What do I want to play? How about we play clip 11, Mr. Producer, if you would get that one ready. This one's kind of interesting. This is warnings from some people, doctors and so forth, about this 5G. Go ahead and roll it.
5G fifth generation technology promises faster download speeds and conveniences that most of us have never dreamed of, but will also be blanketed with a new type of radiation called millimeter waves. Health experts are warning about the rising risks with a 5G rollout.
It's not been made clear to the public that 5G won't just be another number and letter on your cell phone. It requires an entirely new infrastructure of thousands of small cellular antennas to be erected throughout cities where it's going to be installed.
What would 5G infrastructure look like? Small cell antennas could be placed as close as every third hydropole. Scientists from 42 countries are now warning their governments about the emerging health problems associated with wireless radiation. And Canadian doctors and scientists have added their voices.
The most prevalent symptoms include headache, fatigue, decreased ability to concentrate, tinnitus, irritability, and insomnia. Impacts on the heart and the nervous system are also of great concern.
Dr. Rena Bray has been working at the Provincial Environmental Health Clinic for 15 years and seen the number of people suffering adverse effects from electromagnetic exposure rising.
We are concerned that the upcoming introduction of 5G will significantly increase the proximity and extent of exposure to microwave radiation in Ontarians. We predict that the number of people who develop the symptoms I just mentioned will rise in the places where 5G is first installed.
Dr. Magda Havas is internationally recognized for her research on the biological effects of electromagnetic pollution. She said that at high intensities, these waves cause intense heat and pain because sweat glands on the surface of our skin act like mini antennas.
At lower frequency, scientists are predicting damage to eyes, loss of insect populations, which are already declining, antibiotic resistance in bacteria, and physiological effects on the nervous system and on the immune system.
Radiation from radio frequencies is classed in the same category of carcinogens as lead.
It's 10.
One advisor to the World Health Organization said there's enough evidence that if they were to re-evaluate radio frequency radiation,
it would be placed in class 1, i.e. a human carcinogen, and governments could not possibly ignore that.
Some say the scientific debate about the health effects of microwave radiation is over, but the question remains, can we afford to take this risk? Medical doctors are requesting delayed deployment until testing can be conducted on the long-term biological effects of 5G technology.
You can stop that there. Got another caller. Let's take Dan in Washington. Dan, what's on your mind?
Hey, just called to say sorry about your dad. I think it's good you were with him to the end. You know, that's important for closure. My dad passed a few years ago, and it was kind of one of those deals where, you know, I didn't go see him for a few months, and I'm thinking, oh, next time I'm home, I'll see him, and next time I'll see him, and then, you know, that's... I'm glad you were there with him and supporting and stuff.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, back to the politics, I guess. Did you hear the show on Rents with Russell Bentley? He predicted, he's the guy that, he's the American that is over in Ukraine fighting on the Russian side, but he predicted by March Russia would take Ukraine. That's what, you know, he's on the ground there. It seems like he knows. So that was a pretty good show.
I didn't hear that one. But I used to listen to him a while back when the whole Donbass thing was really, really dusted up back a few years back.
Yeah, he's pretty good. You know, I sometimes he's kind of too anti-Nazi because I'm like, well, if you think about it, what happened in World War II was, like, if you look at it, like, Russia's liberating Ukraine now from the Bolshevik Jewish power. That's how a lot of people are looking at it, but that's kind of what Germany did in World War II. You know, you had the Bolsheviks there, and that's why they were greeted.
Well, so what clouds it all up, though, is this kind of Soros in the Jewish crowd backing people using paraphernalia that appears to be Nazi-ish. So that's what screws, muddies the water all up. Yeah.
And I wonder if they're that dumb over there. I mean, their president's Jewish, right? So they're like, and they killed, when they took power, they killed the so-called nationalist Nazi leader. So it's like, does he still have Nazi support over there?
But you know what? That could be completely theater. They could be just having these guys dress up this way for photo ops. And then, then they present it to us. You see, you just don't.
He says they have Al Qaeda people over there too. It was a good show. I'd recommend it. It was on Friday at Rents. Good interview. But it just made me wonder. Biden, if they attack, he's threatening severe economic consequences. But I haven't heard him really threaten military. I don't know. So I think maybe Biden. Maybe Russia's going to take Ukraine, China might take Taiwan, and then maybe that's the thing. They got us so demoralized with the corona stuff.
Well, maybe that's really why they put the, that's why they might have put old poopy pants in there in the first place and be like, okay, look, we're going to put this guy in there, we're going to let these guys take this territory, and we're going to be so chasing our tail over here with, you know, internal problems, empty shelves, the rest of it, that we ain't going to do squat.
Yeah. I can see that.
You know,
I don't, we're not in the position to do crap right now, you know? So,
I mean, you got generals, really you got them promoting trannies to be generals. I mean,
right.
You know what I mean? Come on.
Well, I noticed there's a new Marines commercial and they had a, I was surprised how many white guys I saw in that commercial, even though they had like a black head of the battalion, but there's this new commercial, these Marines all lined up and it seemed like they were trying to appeal to the average white guy, but how can you get young white guys wanting to go fight for this government at this point? You know,
well,
I wouldn't want to.
There's some severe mind control. They got a lot of them still under this mind control, and
right.
Why anybody would let their kid with the jab and everything else going on and the wokeness and the anti-white clowns running the government, why you would ever let your white kid right now join the military, I don't know.
Right.
But there's a lot of virtue signalers out here.
Right. Yeah, the fake patriot heart stuff. Huh?
Well, anyway. There's a lot of people who are like, oh, well, now the military is, it's actually a good institution, and it's about social justice, like just like the NFL in the end zone where it says end racism and it's on their helmets and blah, 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 inspire change and all that crap. You know, I got exposed to some of this while my dad was sick, and I'm like looking at all the little crap the NFL's doing that
right.
They, you know, it's just like so sick.
I know some severe libtards, and all of a sudden they like the NFL because,
yeah.
You know, it's like when they become like kneel to the flag and become total Black Lives Matter, then now it's more of a liberal thing to like the NFL.
Well, it's uplifting minority communities, you see.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of hate speech. I was flipping through. You watch that SportsCenter or whatever on cable, and it's just radical freaking propaganda on there now. I can't see how any normal white guy would be watching that stuff at this point. You know, no matter what the issue is, like voting rights or whatever the local, you know, issue is, you got their stuff going. So
yeah.
Anyway, thanks for the show. All right. Have a good night.
All right, man. Yeah, you too. See ya. Let's take Pat in Texas. Pat, what's on your mind?
Robert, I won't take much time, but every time I hear people talk about the number of people died of COVID in Israel, I think of the fact that last year they had the gay pride parade there of 250,000 and 29 flights from 29 countries go there. So the point is, they think, some of them think with the AIDS, anti-AIDS or something, they won't get AIDS. So I would like to see a difference between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, because when they have a Knesset meeting, you can tell which ones are from Tel Aviv. They have their little gay flag on their chair behind them.
Well, that's true. And then you got this thing called VAIDS, vaccine acquired immune deficiency syndrome. So it just really matters about these batches. What kind of batch? Because, you know, people have been studying these howbadismybatch.com and all this, to where people are realizing that, hey, these things are targeted to individuals. And so did the Israelis get the placebos and then they're just putting out fake numbers about how bad their cases are, or is it real? I don't know.
You got 250,000 people crowded into a gay pride parade,
and they're all doing anal whatever and playing, swapping spit and everything else and body fluids. Yeah, it can't be too healthy.
All right. Thanks.
All right, Pat. Mr. Producer, let's get clip one ready. We might as well play that. That's Greg Reese, and it talks about, and it gets into these batches and so forth. Go ahead and roll one.
Ex-head of respiratory research at Pfizer, Mike Yeadon, and researchers including Craig Partycooper have sourced VAERS data on vaccine death and injury in the U.S., a database of over 700,000 adverse reactions caused by the Moderna, Pfizer, and Janssen vaccines. These vaccines have been deployed in different batches, officially referred to as lots. This has allowed Yeadon's team to back engineer Big Pharma's COVID-19 vaccine deployment agenda in the U.S. All their information is published at howbadismybatch.com and howbad.info. And what we learn is quite telling. About 0.5% of all the different batches are highly toxic, resulting in hospitalization, disability, and death within days or weeks of injection. Other batches cause minimal adverse reactions, and most appear to be harmless placebos. When plotting on a timeline, we can see that these three companies have been working together to quietly monitor the lethal effectiveness of specific deadly batches. While one company is deploying a lethal batch, the other two deploy harmless ones, creating the scientific environment to perform dose range finding, or the maximum tolerated dose for each specific batch. The timeline shows that each lethal batch deployment is preceded and followed by a quiet period, allowing them time to establish their baseline before the next deadly batch is deployed. Private leaked documents from the CDC show a list of expiry dates, and only certain lots are included, the very same lots found to be highly toxic in Partycooper's database. Which makes sense. There would be no reason to list expiration dates for saline placebo. Only the deadly ones. This mode of deployment allows governments the ability to direct deadly batches into specific populations, such as red states. Analysis of the number of dying per 100,000 vaccinated in 50 states shows us that the overwhelming majority of vaccine deaths are happening in red states. Some red states are experiencing 11 times more vaccine deaths than other states. On average, red states are experiencing twice the amount of vaccine death and injuries than blue states. After ruling out other possibilities, Partycooper concluded that this can only be due to the fact that red states received at least twice as much of the lethal batches than blue states did. Among several other crimes, they are tipping the scales of the democratic process by killing people who voted against the New World Order's woke, build back better, great reset, while at the same time endlessly flooding the borders with unvaccinated foreigners. And it's happening right now. Reporting for InfoWars,
right,
this is Greg Reese.
You can stop it there. Now, that's one aspect, but think about the multi-platform experiments that could be going on. Okay, so you got a bad batches. Okay, that's just one. That's just one aspect of an operation that has been planned for years. So, you know, you get this placebo terminology thrown around. But I don't see complete placebos. I'm seeing something that's going to tap people into the Internet of Things. Whether or not they're playing with the clots or the, you know, myocarditis or these various different phenomenon we're seeing, maybe they're just putting something inert that's going to stay inert in these people until the millimeter wave 5G type stuff gets cranked up, and then they could be targeted at a later date. There could be like numerous operations enveloped in this larger one with these injections. And so, okay, they're tinkering with the hot lots. Sure, that's one aspect of it, but there could be 50 other aspects going down the line, depending on lot numbers. And I've talked about this for months, that it's really hard to discern how many different concoctions are floating around out here. and some of them with some of these hydras or, you know, all of this other stuff. Very, very fast. I didn't get to some of the other stuff that I was going to get to. I had a clip that I was going to play about a person who is vaccinated having sexual contact with somebody who is unvaccinated and what happens to the unvaccinated person's blood after swapping body fluids with the vaccinated person. And the way that the clip makes it seem is their blood begins to go into sort of a collapse mode, the same way that the vaccinated person's blood was in the process of doing it, which is your cell death, your certain types of white blood cells and so forth, and then your blood turning into a different viscosity, let's say, and so forth. So the person who was having, that has not been hit with the vaccine, having contact with, sexual contact with the person that was. And I had kind of thought about this and talked about it on the air months ago. But now people are really starting to explore this possibility of transference of the actual pathogen moving into the new host and doing similar damage to that person's cell health as the person that actually took the shot. And so something to think about for all of us out here that might fall temptation into some sort of temptation into getting involved with somebody. Just putting that out there. I got a couple clips already to play next week, and I wanted to play the important part, I thought, of the Joe Rogan, Dr. Robert Malone video that is very enlightening, so maybe I can get to that next week. I want to thank everybody for all the positive words and the prayers and all that good stuff, and we'll see you all next week, and hope we're not at some sort of big war. There's some work all over this town. You need the stomach full. There's some folks who pay my way for skills I'm knowing for. Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime fighting, political science analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. To you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.